BWA, mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Morning there, big boy. How you doing? I'm out and about trying to get a little bit of junk done so I can get a new renter into my building. So it's always something, man.
Just trying to catch up on a little maintenance today, kind of messing around in this ham shack of mine, this mobile home in the backyard that I've turned into a ham shack, and doing a little bit with the old Ford truck, and need to put some air in the patio I wanted to install, and which I'm thinking about calling Roger's stereo and getting it professionally done, because the way I install radios is a long way from the way I want them.
I know what you mean. They got all them little trim panels and what's-its and goozles and everything else to make them look pretty. Yeah. Well, so, hey, did you have your doctor's appointment like you was talking about?
Steve, I don't have my hearing aids in, and the speaker on this radio is not the greatest. I didn't understand what you said.
Gonna be having a doctor's appointment pretty soon on your back. Did you go to that?
They did a trial run with this. I think they call it a cortical stimulator. It's a device they implant near your spinal column and run a couple of wires to areas that will just send a little electrical charge, and it'll block the pain signals from getting to your brain. It's kind of a glorified TENS machine that they implant, in your back. And the trial run worked very well. The only holdback is I got to get my A1C down below 8 before they'll do the surgery. So got to watch what I eat for a few weeks and get it down so I can get this ball rolling and be a bit more active than I am now.
Good. At least maybe you can see some light at the end of the tunnel on your back. Get back to normal.
It would have helped a couple of years ago if I listened to a friend of mine. She told me, said, "Now, David, you're going to hurt your back tugging on that old friend of mine. We was having to drag his pontoon boat up on the trailer." I said, "Nah, it'll be all right." Well, I was wrong. She was right.
When a woman is always right. But there again, what can you say?
That's the truth of the matter. My wife is usually right 99 out of 100 times. I very seldom think of any discussions we've had where it turned out I was right about what we were talking about.
She's right, you're wrong, and that's the way of the world, see? At least that's what we let them think.
A friend of mine told me the other day, said, "Now just remember, the last thing you say to Marie all the time is, yes, dear."
There are some variations of that if you want to use them. There's always yes, dear, and there's yes, ma'am, and then there's how high and what color, and when do you want it?
Yeah, all that works out. Yeah, I imagine she might be listening on the radio up at the house. I think I left it on, so I got to behave myself.
Just think about it this way. Maybe they can do that back stimulator, nerve stimulator thing. For the injuries that you're going to receive.
Well, it's not the only thing with it. It's got a remote control, and if she gets a hold of the remote control when I don't behave, she can give me a good zap.
Oh, man, I bet they tell you to keep it around a 3 or a 4. She'll turn it up to a 10 and bounce you all around the house. fact, I got to jump off of here. I'll be back in about 15 minutes or so. I just pulled into the Bojo's on Wade Hampton Boulevard here in Greer, and I'm going to run in and get me a biscuit. You know, another way to increase my waistline and ruin my A1C. I'll tell you what, bud. I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good. And I'll talk to you again soon. I'm going to jump on off of here. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear because I got a biscuit calling me.
Yeah, gotta get something to eat every now and then. You have a good morning and good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.